Every once in a while here at the show, we read about something that makes us go, what?
Like eating an orange in the shower. We read about this in Vice.
Now, apparently, this is the thing. It has its own active Reddit subthread, and it is called Shower Orange.
You can read about how this idea got started someplace else. Right now, we want to get straight to the claim that apparently many people make that eating oranges in the shower will change your life.
Of course, we had to try it.
So, three men, three showers, and a bowl of oranges.
Okay, Sam Sanders here in the NPR locker room with my colleagues Scott Horsley and Jeff Brumfell, and we are about to eat oranges in the shower because why not? Okay, let's go.
Cool.
You know, Sam, I actually have worked both in California and in Florida, the two big orange-producing states in the country. And there's a little bit of trash talk between the growers in those two regions. The
authorities
say you can run over a California orange with a steamroller and you don't even wet the pavement. But the California growers say if you want to eat a Florida orange, you ought to get into a bathtub. So this kind of reminds me of that.
Well, we're close right now.
Yeah.
I have one that I'm going to bite into right at this moment. Here I go.
It's kind of sticky, but, you know, it doesn't really matter because we're in the shower.
Yeah, feeling it. It smells great.
I do have to say it smells kind of different to me in here.
Like better or worse?
Stronger.
More intense, yeah.
Oh, there goes some peel on the floor.
Where does the peel go? This is what I'm cautious about. Like, I'm worried about making a mess in the shower.
It's kind of an anything-goes thing. All right, I'm ready for my first bite here.
Oh, the orange tastes good.
Hey, guys, yeah, I think actually this does taste better. I eat a lot of oranges in my life. I'm noticing a difference.
This is making a mess.
Jeff, is the what are the physics going on here?
Okay, so I actually did check in with some scientists about this. They all think we're making it up, but I haven't given us a theory. The best theory they could come up with was that oranges release a lot of aerosols. Somehow the humidity of the shower boosts all that.
What I don't understand is why anyone needs to do this. Like, oranges and eating oranges is not that hard.
Sam, I gotta disagree.
Okay.
I'm very down with this. This is cool.
I just, like, spilled some orange on this shower curtain.
Are there in the shower, Sam?
No, but, like, are there going to be seeds down the drain?
I have no questions. I just have another even larger orange that I want to try opening now.
Sam Sanders here in the NPR locker room saying, I think this is dumb.
I think this is a great way to eat orange. I would not try this with a blood orange unless you want to sort of recreate the shower scene in Psycho.
Great. Well, I got to finish my shower, so you guys just, you know, do your thing. I'm good.
That is three of NPR's finest. Sam Sanders, count him a skeptic. White House correspondent Scott Horsley, shower orange fan. And science editor Jeff Brumfield, his life has changed.
And if you want to try this at home, please don't send photos. But please do tell us about it. We're at NPR ATC on Twitter.
And if you would like to let me and Audie know privately, I'm on Twitter at Ari Shapiro.
And I'm at NPR Audie. Bringing my baby back.